Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Are you the one?
Are you the one?
I've got Michigan in my DNA. I got it in my heart, and I've got cars in my bloodstream.
Cars in his bloodstream, says Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, you better be the one in Michigan, or you will have lost the state where your name is an icon, the state where you're the governor next door before that, and the state where you poured in millions of dollars, Iowa, before that. How would you win somewhere else? But that's for the voters to decide, and the polls are now open in Michigan, the state with the highest unemployment rate in the nation, and you bet that's the number one issue. Let's go live to see how it's going so far with Chris Kristoff. He is a reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Hey, Chris, happy primary day.
Well, thank you very much. We have a little bit of snow, but no problems.
Are you in Detroit right now?
I'm in Lansing, where I'm based.
And any news to report yet, turnout or voting machine problems or anything?
I've not heard of any. It's a little too early to tell if turnout. Probably around noon we'll get a better idea. The question, of course, as we've been saying, is how many Democrats will turn out to vote, and if they do turn out to vote, are they going to vote Democratic or maybe vote Republican?
And these days, you say maybe vote Republican. Talk about that.
Well, in Michigan, an open primary means that you can go to the polls and request either a Democratic or Republican ballot. You're not a registered one or the other here, so you're free to vote in either one. And because we only have one major candidate's name on the Democratic ballot, that's Hillary Clinton, or you can vote uncommitted, unless you want to vote for Dennis Kucinich or Mike Gravel, a lot of Democrats who might favor Barack Obama or John Edwards might feel they really have no place to go. They don't want to vote uncommitted. They might vote in the Republican primary. And we really don't know. We're in uncharted waters here of how this is going to turn out, how many people are actually going to cross over when they have the opportunity.
Well, you know, on this point, let's bring in another guest for just a minute. Dana Hull, a contributing editor for The Daily Kos, because as you may know, Chris, The Daily Kos website has suggested, it's a liberal website, suggesting that Michigan Democrats cross over and vote for Romney just to keep him in the race and further fracture the GOP. So, Dale, thanks for coming on with us. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Dana, I'm sorry. Do you want to expand on that idea? What are you actually calling for people to do?
Well, one piece that I think is important to understand is that regardless of what happens on the Democratic side, the Democratic National Committee, because Michigan went ahead of the date that they were supposed to go, has sanctioned the Michigan Democratic Party and has said that they will not seat any of their delegates at the Democratic convention this summer. So really, there's little point in voting on the Democratic side. So there are delegates.
Unless people want to embarrass Hillary Clinton by going in and voting uncommitted or voting for Kucinich or Gravel and kind of taking down the candidate seen as the more establishment candidate in that way, right? That's another choice for progressive Democrats there.
I think you could make that argument, but in a sense, the way we're looking at it is Michigan Democrats are faced with two choices. You can either monkey wrench the Democratic side or monkey wrench the Republican side. You can't really do anything that's all that productive because no delegates are at stake.
So what's the idea of monkey wrenching the Republican side? How would this work?
Well, Romney, as you mentioned in your lead-in, spent a ton of money and didn't win Iowa. He's the neighboring governor or former governor of New Hampshire and didn't win New Hampshire. He does have more money than anybody else because he's got a checkbook. He can keep his race going longer than others can, but he needs needs a win in order to justify it to himself.
And
he's staked a lot in Michigan, and if he wins in Michigan, he'll presumably continue on.
So why would Democrats want to help Romney?
To hurt Republicans. They cannot really help Democrats all that much by voting in the Democratic primary, but they can hurt Republicans by keeping the Republican bloodletting going. And, you know, our candidates are pretty close in a lot of ways. The Republican primary is really a battle for who controls the Republican Party between, you know, the fundamentalist faction behind Mike Huckabee or the warmongering faction behind John McCain.
And you want to weaken them all.
We want to weaken them all, yes.
By fracturing the race. All right. So Dana Hull from Daily Coast, thanks very much. We're going to have a call-in on this idea later and see if anybody listening has ever done that kind of thing, has ever made that kind of vote, cast that kind of vote in another party's primary to sabotage them or hurt them in some way. But Dana Hull is a contributing editor to Daily Coast. We'll read another quote in a little while from a Daily Coast post to this effect before we take those calls. But Chris Christoph from the Detroit Free Press, is this idea getting a lot of press in Michigan?
Oh, it's gotten some. But let me point out that in 2000, the Republican primary stood alone. There was no Democratic primary. That's when John McCain and George W. Bush went head-to-head here right after Bush won South Carolina. John McCain won here. He scored a big upset, largely because a lot of independents and Democrats crossed over to vote. So it was sort of an embarrassment to George Bush at the time. But in talking with a lot of people since then, I think what happened was, yes, you did have crossover vote. Was it mischief-making on the part of Democrats? For the most part, no, because they had no primary. And at that time, there was no war, remember, no Iraq war. At that time, a lot of people simply liked John McCain. I mean, I know people, Democrats, who said they kind of liked the guy and they had the freedom to vote for him, so they did. But that's a lot different than voting in a manner what some would call mischief-making or monkey-wrenching to go to the other side just to muck things up. And, I mean, you know, some people might think voting for Mitt Romney would do that. Some people would think voting for Mike Huckabee would do that. There's no concerted, coordinated effort to do it. So if everybody votes for whoever they want, I'm not sure that's a very workable strategy. And I don't think most voters, by and large, do that.
Well, here's a clip of John McCain campaigning yesterday. And keep in mind, listeners, that he won Michigan in 2000, as Chris just said. But he's been saying that many of the auto industry's lost jobs are not coming back, while Romney says he will fight for every job. That's his line. So the question is, has McCain put his foot in his mouth or helped himself as a truth teller? Here's part of how he told it yesterday.
This bill that the president just signed that had nearly 10,000 earmarked pork barrel projects on it, and take that money and give it to these education and training programs.
So education and training programs, Chris, is something that McCain talks about a lot in Michigan, yes?
That's right, and that has struck a chord. Romney is talking about giving billions of dollars in research and development money to Michigan and other states for upgrade or to improve auto products. Romney is taking more of a comparatively more of a populist approach, saying we got to help the auto industry. John McCain says those jobs aren't coming back. Well, I'm here to tell you that, you know, we have to save the jobs we had, and we're not going to let the auto industry die.
So, boy, Ron Paul sure wouldn't like that, sinking everybody else's tax dollars into the sinking corporations in Detroit.
Yeah, well, but remember, Romney is in a fight for his life here. And in some sense, I think he's kind of found his voice here. I mean, you're looking at polls over the weekend and recently, last week, Romney has gained a lot. In some of them, he's up. In some of them, he's up substantially. So what his message seems to be working here.
So does that reflect what Michiganders want from Washington? Is it less regulation and R&D money, as Romney says? Is it less open borders for jobs to flee? Is there a kind of general policy agenda that a lot of people in Michigan want from D.C.?
Well, they've heard a lot of talk about unfair international trade policies, and that's sort of a staple of the debate when you get into what the problem of the auto industry is, and the costs of health care. The Democrats play off that, calling for universal health care. Now, one of the sad things here is that we haven't seen the debate from the Democratic side on the auto industry here because they're not here campaigning.
Right.
We have the North American Auto Show just starting here in Michigan. All the Republican candidates were there yesterday. I mean, what a convergence of events. You know, we're slipping into recession. The auto industry's hurting. The auto show, they're all here at that time. But the Democrats aren't taking advantage of that situation.
And, Chris, I heard that about that fully loaded Chinese SUV at the auto show that would sell for $14,000 here. Does that tell Michigan folks that those jobs are not coming back?
It's frightening to a lot of them, absolutely. I mean, you look at the resources, the manpower. I mean, the economy, growing economy in China. I mean, look what they went through with the rivalry with Japan. And now China enters the picture. There's a lot of fear about that.
And here's Mike Huckabee campaigning on the issue of jobs.
One of the reasons we've lost so many jobs starting here is because we have a system of taxation that penalizes productivity.
And, Chris, I think this is a major test for Huckabee's national viability because he's been trying to reach beyond the evangelical base, such as it is in Michigan, hasn't he?
Yes, he has, although that still forms the core of support here. And I think he hasn't gotten through to Michigan voters concerned about the auto industry as much as the other two candidates have. I mean, he's hewing to the traditional, you know, conservative position of
social
lower taxes and,
uh-huh.
And less government regulation. But the notion that the auto industry needs some help from the government in some form, I think, is resonating here much more.
They feel, and
Romney has made the point, by the way, and McCain, too, that you know, government, Washington, has kind of ignored you. And that's a real feeling in Michigan. When it comes to the auto industry, the George W. Bush has simply turned his head.
And I gather Western Michigan does have a concentration of evangelicals, so that's Huckabee's base in the state.
Generally, yes, that's true. Right. He is in West Michigan. Of course, that's not the most popular side of Michigan either. But
right.
The polls show him right now, last we've seen, a distant third.
All right. I know you got to go in 30 seconds. I've seen various nicknames for Michigan on paper. Is there one people tend to use?
A nickname?
Nickname.
The official nickname is the Wolverine State, although I don't think there are any Wolverines left here unless they go to the University of Michigan. But the Auto State, the Great Lakes State, is the more common one you hear.
I've seen...
And we call it Michigander, not Michiganian.
Michigander. And some people in New York call them Michiganists, but that's a whole other thing. No one actually calls it the Mitten State, even though I've seen that on paper.
Not here they don't.
Because of its shape.
I think outsiders do.
All right. We'll see how Mitt does with his Mitten mates. Chris Kristof from the Detroit Free Press in Lansing, thanks a lot for coming on with us.
All right, thank you.
And also WNYC political reporter Andrea Bernstein will be doing drop-in reports on the Michigan results this evening during our regular programming on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC. So stay tuned for that tonight. Now let's do a short call-in on two things. Then we'll take a half hour and really dig into Ron Paul libertarianism. But here's the call in, and call us now. If you're from Michigan, call us and tell us about your state of origin. What does Michigan need? And which Republican candidate do you think is most suited to its needs? Since that's who's on the ballot today, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And for anyone, have you ever done what the Daily Kos has suggested, and we heard it from one of their contributing editors, vote in the other party's primary to make mischief, to kind of sabotage the other guys, give them the weaker candidate, or try to keep the race in maximum flux, as the suggestion goes in this case. Have you ever done that? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this.
Are you the one?
Are you the one?
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It's our pre-Super-Duper Tuesday primary series, Are You the One? We are looking to build a panel of undecided Republicans, by the way, for the last week or so before the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut primaries. And that, of course, is the main reason for this series. You all are going to actually get a chance to vote in primaries that matter this year, probably will matter on both sides of the aisle. That almost never happens in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And we're going to build some undecided panels. We're going to have some peer-to-peer debates as this all gets closer after Florida, when we know actually who's really going to be on the ballot still or really still in the race. But we are looking particularly for some undecided Republicans to fill out one of our panels. So if you are an undecided Republican in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, send us an email. Send it to brianlehrershow@wnyc.org. Put undecided Republican in the subject line and give us your contact information. And maybe we'll call you up and put you on the air with some of your fellow undecided Republicans. Again, that's an email to brianlehrershow@wnyc.org. Put the words undecided Republicans in the subject line and give us your contact, okay? Two questions on the table. If you are listening in Michigan right now on the web, or if you are originally from Michigan, call up and talk about your state on this primary day. And for anyone, have you ever done what the Daily Kos has suggested, voted in the other party's primary to injure them, give them the weaker candidate, or in this case, They're suggesting it. And that's a liberal website, for those of you who don't know, Daily Kos. They want the Democrats who can vote in either primary today to keep the Republican race in maximum turmoil by keeping Romney in the race. That's the proposal. Vote for Romney, because then you'll have Romney with a win, McCain with a win, Huckabee with a win, and the Republicans will be as messed up as they could possibly be. So 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Jill in Croton Falls, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jill.
Yeah, hi. I was just listening to your program the other day, and I think you were speaking with someone in Lansing, and you were talking about Upper Peninsula, Lower Peninsula, but in Michigan it seems to be that the eastern half of the Lower Peninsula is more Democratic and the western half is more Republican. And so, you know, I think that's why Bush has been visiting, you know, Grand Rapids and that area.
Is it because the east is more urban?
Well, you've got more diversity over there culturally, but I mean, the west side is kind of mixed as well, but I think that that's just, you know, where the Republicans lean.
Right. But, I mean, even beyond race, the western part of the state, as I understand it, you tell me, is more rural, which would tend to go with a more Republican state of mind. The fact that there are cities and suburbs in the east tends to make it more Democratic or more mixed.
Yeah, that's probably likely as well, although, you know, my mother's side of the family comes from a more rural area, and they vote Democratic. So
you want to make a prediction for today?
Well, I just hope, you know, people, if they're going to vote for a Republican, you know, vote for McCain, because he seems more middle of the road. And, you know, Romney could have done something a long time ago. And when I was growing up there in the 70s and 80s, the jobs were leaving Michigan. And, you know, what has the auto industry done to keep the jobs there?
So you'd rather see people vote for McCain, who you, as a Democrat, I gather, would consider less objectionable, rather than do the Kos thing and vote for Romney to mess up the party?
Oh, well, I don't know. You know, I haven't thought it through that well. But you tell me.
One other thing. Are you angry as a Michigander at the Democrats for saying they're not even going to seat Michigan's delegates at the Democratic?
Yeah, I think that was a total mistake. I saw that coming, like, whenever I heard it a few months ago. I was thinking, like, was that some way a Republican ploy to get the Democrats to mess up? Because it's like, I mean, what are people going to think? They're going to, if they don't have a voice, it's just baloney.
Yeah. We'll see if it holds. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, they had better see them, because Michigan's going to be a swing state, I think.
But to lose your votes at the Democratic National Convention because you moved the primary earlier than the party power structure wanted, that's, you know, pretty severe punishment.
Yeah, but the recession in Michigan's already started and people are getting desperate. I mean,
right.
I was living in Ann Arbor for the past 2 years, and Pfizer has closed down. You know, the auto jobs are leaving. It's like, what is left? You've got the universities, but they're like little island communities.
Yeah.
And Michigan used to be, you know, one of the states with the most public universities.
Right. You know, so how could the Democrats, standing for what they say they stand for, not seat the delegates from the state with the worst unemployment?
They
right?
have to. Yeah. I mean, John Edwards, I think, is really having an impact, and he's making people deal with the you know, economic situation of a lot of people, not, you know, people that have money in the bank.
Jill,
a lot of people have spent it.
Thanks a lot for calling. We appreciate it a lot. Call us again. Mike in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Brian. As a Republican in New York City, I've been doing exactly what you guys have been suggesting for years, for 30 years. I register, as do almost every Republican friend I have as a Democrat, and try to vote for the Democrat with the best chance of losing. I made a great career voting for Liz Holtzman every time I could, but my biggest success was voting for Mark Green over Fernando Ferrer in 2001, and that's how we got Bloomberg to be mayor. I feel myself as mainly responsible.
And I guess in New York, if you're a Republican, it's a pretty good state to do that in, even though you have to register as a Democrat, because there is no history of Republican primaries, really.
That's right. We've been basically forced to do that.
Thank you for your call. James in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, James.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I just want to say, be careful what you wish for. The Kos strategy of getting people to strengthen Romney is just, on the face of it, very dangerous for the Democrats.
Why do you think?
Because Romney will have no trouble winning the presidency if he is the nominee of the Republican Party. It's very similar to the situation back in 1980 when the Democrats were praying for Ronald Reagan to be the nominee of the party, because they thought, well, he's the most ideological to the right and he's the most easy to beat. A former governor of the most liberal state of the Union, who also happens to be a heart-in-the-heart conservative Republican, it was going to be very hard to beat. And he's having a hard time in the Republican primaries, that's true, but that's because he is not extremely right-wing on the social issues. He's a flip-flopper, of course, and that'll be a great strength of his if he's the nominee of the Republican
Right. Well, I guess that's the, you know, the Daily Coast, based on the guest we had, dismisses McCain as about as objectionable as Romney because he's from the warmonger wing of the party, I think the guest put it. And
well, they are similar, yeah.
So then you get to the question of who is the more electable Republican? Is it Romney or McCain? Are the Democrats, from a Democratic perspective, playing with fire by giving Romney new life, or are they just weakening the whole party? And I guess Coase has taken the position that, that they would be weakening the whole party. But that's for Michigan Democrats to figure out. Motto in Long Beach, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm 51. I was born and raised in Michigan. I've only been in New York a couple years.
Welcome.
I think McCain is telling it like it is. And every deep recession we ever had, we lost more and more of our auto industry that feeds that whole state.
You think they're not coming back?
They haven't been coming back for years. And I don't blame our government. I blame the leadership of Detroit going with big autos and fast sales over innovation and leadership.
But even the cars that are selling are being made more and more in Mexico and elsewhere outside the United States, aren't they?
Oh, sure. They take the jobs where the labor's cheap. Yeah. Now, here's my Michigan roots, though. I never blame labor because labor in the history of America had a purpose to protect the people and get their share. I blame the leadership of the auto industry for not being an innovative leadership.
But if they're making fully loaded SUVs in China now for with a $14,000 for a fully loaded SUV, if that really hits the market here in America as they rolled it out at the auto show yesterday, then those workers are not getting paid the same as the union workers in Detroit.
So, you're right. That flies in the face of what I'm saying. But other than this silly SUV, there's great innovation to be done in transportation,
mm-hmm.
which is where we started. It was a transportation vision. And I think Americans are best if we stay to innovation and vision.
Mato, thanks for your call. And Grace in Passaic, you're on WNYC. Hi, Grace.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was born and raised in Michigan. I was actually a delegate when Reagan and Ford were running against each other, whatever year that was, in the Republican convention.
Whose delegate were you?
I was actually Reagan.
Uh-huh.
So I actually think Romney's going to win because Michigan is loyal to the people who are from there. And I think when push comes to shove, that's what's going to win. As far as the general election, I think Giuliani has the best shot in Michigan because Michiganders are really looking for something different. And from a lot of people I'm talking to back home, they are kind of angry at the Democrats. So they don't know what they're doing, but I think a lot of people are now flipping either way where a lot of people were loyal in the past. I think the loyalties are melting.
Did you say Giuliani has a shot in Michigan?
I think he does. I think if he ran...
Not in the primary, because he's not running, right?
Not in the primary, but I think in the general election, I think he'd have a better shot than the Democrats right now.
Interesting. Okay, Grace, thanks a lot for your call. And that's where we leave it on the short call-in for people from Michigan and people who have ever voted to sabotage the other party's primary.